Thank you. Wow, this is, I feel good this morning, you know. It's a blessing, especially seeing Fernando up there. And that was awesome. You know, because it's funny, because we actually, we grew up together since elementary. And in the seventh grade, we actually were in the music class. And he actually was being taught how to play the drums. I had the oboe. You know what the oboe is? That's that thing where you, but I can't do it now because I don't have a cobra. Well, you know that snake comes out of the basket. But praise God, I do have a soprano saxophone that I'm learning to play. So I'm going to come up there. It ain't going to be Kenny G. It's going to be Stevie G. So I'm excited. It's just fun. It's like, okay, maybe one day I'll come up here and... or maybe I'll just act like I'm playing and use my mouth. You won't know. Anyways, but you don't know. Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you guys and see the love of God in you guys. And so this morning, again, remember I mentioned when God moves, we got to move with him. Wherever you see God working, join him. And this, we're still talking about this revival that's happening. And I realized, you know what? We were part of that revival back in the 70s, our generation. Now this revival happening is hitting the younger generation, Generation X, the young adults and the high schoolers and the college students. So they're having their time now, but I still want to be part of that revival. And in how that revival started was they're sharing their testimonies and sharing and prayer and repenting and confessing and worshiping the Lord. So we had a testimony last week. We're having a testimony this week as well. And so I'm excited that it's not something I did. It's something God did. And so we're going to have Mike come up here. Brother Mike, he's going to come up. He's going to share the greatest gift of all. And to me, one of the greatest gifts of all is a changed life. How we used to be, how we met Christ, and how we are now. So, Brother Mike, you come up here and you bless us this morning, brother. So, praise God. Yeah, I have.
Well, let's open up in prayer, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father God, we thank you for another day above the grass, above the lawn, as we're not promised tomorrow. And we thank you for this church, Lord. This is a wonderful church. It's very, very intimate, very small. The people know each other. And it's a very loving church, God. We know you're working in this church as we see you working everywhere. We see you working in this church in a main way, Lord. This church is a lighthouse for North Park. And I know that because I'm a testimony of that. Thank you, Lord. We pray you bless the service. Give me words to speak. Take the nervousness away. And let your spirit speak through me, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I've been working on this for a little while. Just bear with me. I've been coming into this church since Pastor Joe. I don't know if any of you guys knew him. I know a lot of you did know him. He was a 6-foot-tall man, and he drove a Mini Cooper. It was funny to see him getting in and out of that car. Anyways, I've been coming to this church for a while. Born and raised here in North Park. My family went to St. Patrick's right down the street. My dad never went with us. He would go on Christmas, but never. I never had a relationship with my dad. Never really knew him because he never opened up to me. We lived across the street from Marilyn De La Cruz, and it was a good neighborhood back then. And talking about going to St. Patrick's, I never understood the first reading, the second reading, and the gospel. I never understood that. And And I just never understood it. So my friend Kit related to Marilyn. He was my best friend. He went to another school. I went to San Diego High School. I had class with Steve Morales and Andy over there. They didn't like me. They did not like me. They did not like me. Now, I was told to stay away from them. I was told, don't come around them. They're trouble. Anyways, school back then in the 70s, San Diego High School, it was like a castle. It was really cool. I took music class, like Pastor C was just talking about that. I played the bass clarinet. But talking about San Diego High School, they had a dungeon. That's where the music class kept all their stuff. And it was a castle. In San Diego High School back then, everybody was smoking pot. Everybody. You go in the bathroom, they were smoking pot. They were smoking cigarettes. And you kind of have to fit in because of peer pressures. So I was kind of wanted to fit in, so I started smoking pot. And fit in, and school was good. Finished school, got out of school, and I started my business around 19 years old in Coronado. My family was doing yard maintenance, so I wanted to break off and start my own business. And I did that about 19 years old, and the business took off. I was doing really well. I was using the garage at my house over on 3536 Pershing, across the street from Rick and Marilyn. And I used it for shop and storage. I had a really good business. Brother Frank helped me for a little while. We'll get to that later. Anyways, my mom, she got sick. She had a stroke. And the second stroke made her speechless. And the third stroke put her in the hospital on life support. And I was in the hospital talking to her, even though she couldn't talk back. I was talking to her, and we were talking there. And you guys know how it is when you're with somebody and they're passing away. You talk with them, and you have a relationship with them. I was talking with my mom, and all of a sudden the machines start beeping, going off, and my mom passed away right there in front of me. And I was like, oh, my God, what just happened? They took my mom. God took my mom. I was so pissed off. I was so mad at God. I didn't want anything to do with him. I wanted him out of my life. So I said, I'm going to start doing drugs. I got into crystal meth, all kinds of drugs. I really got into this world. I said, God, if you want to take my mom, that's fine. I'm going to get into this world, and I'm going to do all the drugs I can. And I stopped hanging around Kit. He was kind of out of control. He had gotten into heroin. I remember the Spirit talked to me, and I actually called Kit this one time, and his girlfriend answered. He goes, Mikey? I said, yeah. She goes, Mikey, Kit just killed himself. What do I do? I said, what? Kit just killed himself? OD'd on heroin. I remember running over to Rick's house. I said, we'll be there. Just call 911. We're going to be there as soon as possible. I ran over to Rick's. He lived right across the street. And I told him, Kit just killed himself. We got to go. So he went, and I went after him. I got there, and the coroner was already there. I never saw Kit again. I saw Rick and Marilyn at the funeral. And I remember Marilyn. She was so cool to me. And Kit was telling me that she's a bitch. I don't like her, and I don't want to hang around her. And I kind of felt that way until that day at the funeral. She was so cool to me. So a while later, I was in the world like I told you. I was lost.
I went to Marilyn and I asked her, please pray for me. I'm lost and I can't get away from these drugs. They have control over me. She prayed for me and she gave me my first Bible. She gave me my first Bible. I never had a Bible before. I was like, wow. I started reading it and I got into it. And then her husband, Rick, he was a wonderful man. He was a really wonderful man. He came over to my house one day and I was smoking pot. I didn't want to go out, but Rick stayed with me. He invited me to the Most Excellent Way. The Most Excellent Way was held downstairs. It was a prayer. It was awesome. It was awesome. Jan and Raul, they ran it, and let me tell you, they did an awesome job. There were treats there. There was food there. There was prayer there, and there was love like I never seen it before. It was great. I was like, wow, it was a new start for me. I met Brother Frank there, and I started going weekly. I met Pastor Lou, and he is an awesome pastor, an awesome counselor. If you ever need counsel, talk to Pastor Lou. He will help you out. There was so many times I needed financial help. Pastor Lou, he reached into the church's fund and he helped me out and said, this comes from God, Mikey. It's not from me. It's not from the church. It comes from God. He still does God's extended hand downtown for the homeless. I did it with him for a while. But I had to stop doing it because I'd see the same people there every week, and I didn't see anybody getting saved. So I stopped going. And I remember Pastor Lou and my brother. I'm sorry, I got lost here. My brother Joe, he had taken me to court. He wanted to take the garage away from me where I kept my equipment and shop. So he took me to court once. And I had an attorney, and my attorney said, let's just sell the house, Mike. I said, I can't do that. My mom told me this isn't my house. It's not Joe's house. It's everybody's house. So I couldn't do that. My brother Joe took me to court a second time. And I was getting sick of it. He took me to court a third time. And this time I asked Pastor Lou and Brother Frank to go with me. They did. How many people will go to court with you? How many people? They did. They did. My brother ended up taking the garage away from me. Pastor Lou, Brother Frank, and another brother from the Most Excellent Way, 3 truckloads. We had to have that garage cleaned up by the end of the week. Pastor Lou and Brother Frank and another brother, 3 truckloads, we had to take my other house. I lived at 4123 41st Street at the time. Now I'm going to North Park Christian Fellowship regularly, and Pastor Stevie was baptizing at De Anza Cove. Johnny and myself, we got baptized together. I'll never forget. It was a great day. But things get difficult after you get baptized. Anybody can tell you that. Anybody can tell you that. I had a bad night, and I was going to work. I was working by myself this day. Now, I had the opportunity of going Friday, but my mind was set going Thursday for some reason. Why? I don't know. But I got to work Thursday, and I got there after taking a handful of Percocet. I had just had back surgery. I had back surgery, and I needed the band, and I took a handful of Percocet. I remember going across the bridge. I had to go across the bridge to get to Coronado. But I remember for some reason, in the middle of the bridge, I started yelling, "Satan, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kick your little butt. I'm going to come down here. Let me kick your butt, Satan." And let me tell you, my brother Joe, he knew the meter maid. She was always giving me a hard time. Who was there when I got to Coronado? The meter maid, right where I'm working. This meter maid, she gave me the finger one time, and nobody saw it but me. Anyways, I'm sorry I got lost here. She would give me a ticket even if I was parked in the yellow zone and had my handicap placard on. Anyways, that one Thursday, September 23rd, I ended up going to work, and I got there. The meter maid's there. I made a plan real quick. I had these gas head shears. I'm going to pretend to scare this meter maid with these head shears. But I'm going to say I just had back surgery. I lost my balance. I'm going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen. So I did it. I went to jail for 30 days. Remember, I was cursing Satan come across the bridge. Satan is real. Don't ever think Satan isn't real. Satan will attack you if you don't rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan is very powerful, but not more powerful than God. God is more powerful than Satan. I'm sorry, I got lost here. I got out of jail. My business was gone. 30 days later, I can't do any work. They held me in jail for 30 days. My business was gone. I was homeless for 33 years. I remember I lived in San Ysidro because I could rent motels by the week. And I'd do that until the money ran out, and then I'd live in my truck. It was terrible. It was bad. But remember, Satan will attack you. Satan will come back to you. I ended up moving back to North Park. I lived in a shared studio with a girl. I found it on the internet, but it was the only place I could find, so I took her up on it. We were watching this religious show, and they were talking about sinning. And I looked at the girl, I go, you're a sinner, just to say it. She looked at me, and she goes, I'm not a sinner. Don't you dare call me a sinner. Oh, she went off on me like you would not believe. She wasn't a sinner. Anyways, a little while later, she was in the bathroom. She drank bleach. She said, I'm drinking this bleach, Mikey. I had to call 911. Cops came. It was a big deal. I told them what she did. She drank this bleach. Homeless again. So now I found a place over on Polk Avenue. And it was with three big guys. I had one bedroom, three big guys. It was terrible. There were motorcycles running there in the alley, and it was bad. Remember, I was cursed Satan coming across that bridge. He's still attacking me. So on Polk Avenue, the toilet was leaking, and I asked Pastor Lou if he could come by and fix it. He came by and fixed the toilet for him. These guys ended up stealing my truck. Yeah, they stole my truck. They poked a hole in the gas in the oil pan and ran it till it blew up. I didn't know what happened to my truck. It was gone the next morning. We found it in the wrecking yard. I said, okay, cool, let me get it out. I went to go start it. They blew the engine up. Now I'm going to North Park Christian Fellowship weekly, trying to get out of the world, trying to get away from the drugs. And one Tuesday at men's study, I started talking to Pastor Tony. I told him, I opened up to him. My business is gone. I lost my truck. He'd done everything. My life is over. Pastor Tony, awesome pastor, awesome pastor. He helped me say the sinner's prayer. I was on my way to being born again. And the next Sunday, Irene, she used to sit over there, Irene and Howard. Her husband passed away, if you remember. She gave me a note. It said, I opened up the note. It said, she wants to help me out. I called her up, and she said, she wants to help me out. I met her at the church, and she gave me money. She gave me money to get a new car, a new used car. She asked me, is that enough? I said, yeah, it's more than enough. How am I going to pay you back? She said, you're not. This comes from God. I never heard that before. Remember, my dad never loved me. I never had a family. And they're telling me this comes from God. God? I never knew God before like this. I'm kind of lost here again. I left a lot out because I don't have time for it. Anyways, Frank and Keith were doing a Bible. Keith didn't talk about this last week, but Keith was doing a Bible study with Frank downstairs. And Frank asked me to start coming. A week later, I started coming to this Bible study. And this girl was bringing Keith to the Bible study in her car. Nice looking Pontiac. And her name was Linda. Something was very attracting about her. The Spirit pulled me to her for some reason. I kept calling her Carol, I remember. Frank told me I was upsetting the Bible study. I was getting too close to Linda and giving her a hard time. So I wrote Linda a note, asked Frank to give it to Linda. Frank said he would not give the note to Linda. So I threw the note on the ground and I said, okay, fine. I'm not coming to Bible study then. The note was asking Linda, call me, we can pray together. I got a phone call from Linda. I didn't expect it. I did not expect it. It blew my mind. It was Linda. She wanted to pray. And what you see is God's plan. Pastor Tony said, God has a plan for you, Mikey. Linda was that plan. I didn't know that. And I knew the family. We went out to dinner many times. Mom, I knew the mom. We got along. We did laundry together. And mom got sick. She got cancer. She passed away. You want to talk about God's timing? I was there to comfort Linda during that time. Remember I told you I didn't have a dad? Well, Linda's dad, he needed to be taken care of. So he was an awesome man. He prayed. I never heard of a father that prayed out loud like that. And I got to take care of him. I got to give him a shower. We both ate lunch together. And we prayed. You talk about timing. God's timing is perfect. For I didn't have a father, but God gave me a father to help take care of. Now what you see is a product from God. I have a new life with a wonderful woman. We are married now.
have the best life with God, praying all day together, even if it's on the phone. God changed my life. Now my life is with God, and He can do it to anybody.
He did it to me. Thank you.
Praise God. Woo. This is how powerful the God is. He is so powerful. Every time somebody shares their testimony, they actually overcome Satan. Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And He's always trying to bring havoc. And I can't help but think of the scripture that the Lord gave me. When He led me to the Lord, my scripture was Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where the Lord said, "Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Yeah, and once you come unto Jesus, I mean, he changes your life forever. Your life, you're not the same no more. I mean, we're not the same. We live for the Lord now, and our life is focused around the Word of God. It's focused around the things of God, and the things of this world, they grow dim and dimmer and dimmer. And I thank the Lord that we're not tied down to anything in this world, because our citizenship is in heaven. Yeah, and we are in this time where the Lord is coming back, and we are going to join Him, and we are going to be with Him. Now, I have my study, but I'm not going to share it because we don't have much time. And I'll do it next week. We're going to pick up at Luke chapter 17, back in 17. But we're going to continue to worship the Lord, and we're going to continue to praise. If God has put a scripture on your heart this morning and you want to share it, you can just share it out and bless us with it. This is the scripture that the Lord gave me, was Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Maybe there was a scripture that the Lord gave you that led you to Him, something that changed your life. And you have not been the same since. Go ahead, and we're going to have the worship team come on up, and we're going to continue to worship the Lord and praise Him and see what God does. See what the Lord does for us this morning. So let's pray. Father God, we do thank You this morning, and thank You for a changed life, Lord. Thank You for reaching out to Mikey, Father, and many others, all of us here. Lord, we all build our own testimony. And Lord, we pray right now that You would pour out Your Spirit upon us. Right now, Lord, we pray that You pour out Your gifts upon us. We pray that You would do a good and mighty thing this morning. Quicken us this morning, Father, as we worship You, Lord. We know that Your ways are not our ways. And sometimes, Lord, you do things differently, and sometimes you add and you take away and you stir things up. And so, Father, we want to decrease so You can increase this morning. So if You got something for us this morning, a word of knowledge maybe, or even if someone needs to be healed, Father, pour out Your gifts upon us. And stir us up this morning. Open up the floodgate of heaven and pour out Your Spirit like a tongue of fire. May it stir up our faith. Maybe somebody needs to come up and needs anointing. If you're here this morning and you need prayer, I'm going to stay up here. And I can anoint you, and I can pray over you, and come before the altar of God. And maybe you need Him to take a coal from from the altar to place it on your lips and be cleansed. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to be lifted up and worship, Lord. So bless us, Lord. Bless us. So if anybody needs prayer, just come on up and I'll anoint you with oil. And we thank you, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord.